makes him so dangerous, and what do you have to look out for on Monday?
I guess I'm going to get asked this question 1,000 times today, huh? Drew Brees is a great quarterback, Hall of Famer. You know, get the ball out fast when you see pressure. Make the right reads. You know, audibles is good. Accurate in throws. Put the ball in great position when his receivers can get it. I mean, as DBs, we have to be in tight coverage and make a play on the ball once it's in the air.
See, I didn't want to start with the obvious one. I figured I'd say for a second. Adrian Peterson breaks through to your level, and he's coming at you. You've seen it before, but this time it's live fire.
I mean, before when he was here, we couldn't tackle him, but now it's a must. You have to tackle him. It's going to be pretty fun. You know, I see he's making a big deal. But but still, it's a game. We have to go out there and tackle him no matter what. No matter what the circumstances, if he is here or not, no matter how fun it is. I see you over there, Cook. But like I said, it's going to be fun, you know, tackling that guy. You know, being here, seeing what he can do, and how much of a great player he is. He's going against him. It's just going to be fun.
It's probably an obvious one, but, I mean, what advantage? I mean, the type of advantage that you guys have, you've played here, so pretty much everybody knows kind of what he can do. I mean, how do you, as a defense, take that into week one?
He's a great player. I mean, everyone having their weaknesses, but at the end of the day, him running that ball, you know, him getting to the outside, him breaking a few tackles, once he get going, it's over. So we have to stop him, don't let him get any momentum. But once he get that, you know, it's hard to stop him.
Tips or tricks you got on him?
I mean, you have some? Let me know. I'll give you my number.
We know him and we know you. I mean, and that's a one-on-one battle. There's a lot of pride in that collision.
Oh, yeah, there is definitely a lot of pride. You know, somebody might have talked to him. I had to come down with the tackle. I mean, he knows when he was here, we had a couple of conversations that I told him I'm not going to back down from him. And he told me, we're going to see how that ends. So we definitely going to see how that ends starting Monday night. I see you over there, JK, recording. You want to put the camera on you, bro?
Sure, man. You know.
Come on. You like this kind of thing. I mean, it's, you know, football's a lot of X's and O's. You guys spend a lot of time doing technical stuff, but I feel like you kind of like when there's a little something extra in there.
Yeah, just make the game much more fun, you know, instead of being too personal. You know, every game is personal. Everyone wants to win. But then again, you have that one person, you know, you've been playing with. I mean, since you've been in the league, and you know, I've been communicating and talking ever since you've been here, you know, it's come to a point where, man, you know, you make it just more interesting just to see how it's going to end once but once he bounces it outside or catch the ball, you know, you have that extra, you know, adrenaline or whatever you want to call it, to the point where you want to stop him so y'all can talk trash later on in that day.
Do you talk trash on the field?
Honestly, no. I don't. I'm more of a quiet guy. I go there, do my job. And once I do it, I might talk here and there. Depending on the guy.
You talk to Adrian at all? Outside
of
football?
No, I ain't talk to Adrian at all. I'm going to talk to him definitely on the field.
You said you used to have conversations about how you weren't going to back down. How did those go, if you could share a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to dig, huh? Trying to get some info. Okay. How can I shake this one? No comment.
Okay.
How about a guy that does catch passes, Michael Thomas? What do you see in him and what you're going to have to face going
on? Oh, man. Him and Drew have great communication. You know, it's awesome, you know. Drew knows once the guy's on top, you know, him and Michael Thomas know they're going to throw back shoulder. Those guys, communication, and it's just unbelievable, you know. So, like I said, we just got to be in tight coverage with that guy. You know, guys, you know, like I said, Drew Brees is going to make tough throws for us to get to. And Michael Thomas, he's good at adjusting to the ball. So, yeah.
How different are you
season for this team? I mean, you guys look like you make a pretty big step from last year. There are great things ahead for this team.
I mean, yeah, we just got to remain positive, you know, take it day by day, week by week, and see where it goes from there. But as of right now, we're taking it to the Saints this week, studying those guys, and trying our best and doing what we need to do to come out with a win.
So, at the beginning of the season, do you ever look back and think back to your different years and how you've grown and how different are you starting
memory lane?
Yeah, this year.
Mental aspect of the game, you know, being able been labeled as the vet. That's totally different for me. You know, just 2 years ago, last year, I was one of the young guys. But being labeled as a vet, you know, coach looking forward to me helping out the youngins and coaching them up, partnering with me. So I try my best to help those guys out and put them in a great position, you know, when a coach wanted me to. And once I see something, I try to help out in that aspect too.
Xavier, this defense has been together for a while. For the preseason, how much of it was kind of just vanilla and holding things back until you guys, you know, really, until the games really mean something?
I mean, in the preseason, you're trying to get in the game, the flow of things, you know, trying to get back to used to being on the field with your guys, being able to tackle, being able to get the calls and the fast-paced offense. You know, that was all it is, trying to get the flow of things. But now we in a regular season, so we have to get, we ain't giving no, the records ain't going to be 0-0 after week one. So we have to realize that and try to minimize the mistakes.
Do you have any extra tips for Dalvin this week going into his debut?
Yeah. Run the ball.
That's
about it.
Thanks, Amy.
No, no problem.
Thank you.